Hare Krishna. Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Vitaraya Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamin Yohananane Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Charane Nirvise Shishinivadi Vajitari Well, I feel like the first thing I'd like to say to Srila Prabhupada today, on this last Buddha day, is thank you. Thank you for everything you did for us. When I came into the temple room this morning, I had this little pouch, and I sat the little pouch down, and then offered obeisance to Prabhupada, and got up. And I remember when I came to the temple to join, I had a backpack and a sleeping bag, and I set them down in front of the ashram and offered obeisance to Prabhupada. And years later, I realized that's it for self. That we fell at the lowest feet of Guru, and all we had was a backpack full of garbage. Unwanted things in the heart, and so many bad habits that we slowly conquer over by His grace. And then from that day forward, it was payback time. And it's decided that one cannot pay back the debt of the old spiritual master. But one should try their hardest to serve and repay what he has given. Last night and this morning, this center, ISD, we learned that the main room is the book room. But this got the pressure, because this is the deep room. But this one, we have many sets of deities. And they're being cared for properly by the associates of the Siddhartha. And during that, those talks last night by different devotees, I was realizing that everyone becomes a devotee by a devotee. And Srila Prabhupada was described as an action hero, or who we may call a superhero. And somehow or another, that we get introduced to Prabhupada by somebody. My case was a brother of a devotee who was the same kind of devotee named Anasuta, who we all may know, who was back in the old days in Shankar. And because he was a Shankar kind of devotee, his interest was in preaching, so he sent all the books to his brother. And I happened to walk into his house and open the books. Well, first I saw a picture of Super Show, the ink one. And I said, what's that? No forearms, long hair like me, all pink. And I said, my brother said, that's Krishna, the Lord of the heart. There's something right there. I said, yeah, I can understand. And then we opened the books, to show me the books. And I read something, and it changed my life. Animals run on four legs, and they eat, sleep, they defend. And human beings one among four tires, and they each keep facing the event. What is the difference? And I said, I don't know, but I want to find out. So I read and read and read. Ordered beat from BBT, started chanting. 5 months later, I went to a temple. Met the devotees. I should have brought it. And it was transformation. Their energy and their determination to serve someone like they do was just contagious. Unbelievably contagious. So we came from the point of being acquainted with Srila Prabhupada to slowly developing appreciation for Srila Prabhupada. And we discussed this one day. And from that appreciation, slowly a little affection in the heart manifests. And from that affection, on this day, I pray that it transforms into real love for our spiritual master to do and to be what he wants us to be. The orders of the spiritual master are the life and soul of the devotees, and we don't know. At least I don't. I was thinking that I was reading yesterday Bhagavad Gita verses, and maybe somebody can help me here. Some see the souls and they dream some.
Sorry about a question you asked me. Sorry about the desire to tell you. Sorry about the time you had to know the true Bhagavad Gita and the entire question.
Translation?
Some see the souls and they dream. Some hear it was amazing, some describe it as amazing, and some even after hearing about it can't understand it at all.
And that's what I was thinking about my relationship with God this morning. Well, after hearing about him, everything, it's like believing in God, it's intimacy. And our relationship and our now, what Srila Prabhupada did for us is inconceivable. And how, we all know the story, what he went through. And how he painstakingly made a movement so powerful that one of the devotees was standing, called Nakula Manji, was saying that fulfilling the desires of the previous charges by having a worldwide movement where not even the charges, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my name, the name of Krishna will be heard in every village and town in the world. And now we can see it. Because if it came to Minot, North Dakota, it's gone everywhere. So, on this day, I would like to do several things. Number one is, again, offer myself at the lotus feet of our eternal spiritual master and tell him that I am fine and have been doing as he taught. The 16 rounds of the four regular principles since running, and I beg him to continue to allow me to do that. The second thing I'd like to offer is my obeisances to him and ask him to continue to shower his blessings and mercy upon all of us, charity begins at home, especially me. Because without those blessings, and without that, touch, I stand no chance thing I would like to do. Head count. Oh, okay. The third thing I would like to do is offer ISB on my behalf a token of my appreciation for my Jesus of the Lord and the Cook of the Room. I would like to join the $1 million club by sponsoring one of my dear friends who passed me very, very anyway, I don't know the word. She shot us with mercy on the name, and I'd like to put it in the name of Gary Grant's song. I hope we take credit cards and handle the checks.
We take credit cards.
And one last request is that please continue to do as you're doing. She advised our chaser. I feel guilty because I have been in the parking lot for 2 years. I'm getting near. I just need a little pushing. I was talking to Vijay and he said, Mara, you were one of the better ones. He said, it's like riding a bike. I don't know how to do it. And I said, I'm afraid I'll fall off. I'm getting old and out of balance. So he said, come with me. I'll hold you up. You know, we'll hold it better. So I need something to hold my hand. Push me a little bit, buddy. Push me. I'll go out there at least on the weekend warrior once a month or something like that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just push it. I just get a little pushy. So thank you very much. I appreciate everyone in this community and the mood that it is setting. And when I was a teacher for Gurukul, I learned that when a child does something wrong, it's automatically known that it has to be corrected. But in order to prevent them from doing something wrong, when somebody does something right, you praise them. You say, oh, very nice, you're doing your work properly. And then that spreads. No, because everybody wants attention. So it was spread, and the boys slowly began to want to get the praise rather than the, So in the same way, I see this temple as a positive teachings, appreciations, and my hope and desire is that this mood that is set in this temple is spread throughout the whole world, including the United States. Because it is such an exceptional mood and such an exceptional everything. I mean, from A to Z. So please continue. Please give us the blessings that I get the strength to assist in that way again. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada.